Marat,
Hi,
hallo.
Christoph. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Also
Have been,
fine.
how
Thank you
many
for
systems
asking.
have you set up?
Actually, I stopped exactly at that step. Like, I haven't refreshed it anymore. I'm just working on figuring out how to migrate. So,
Oh, okay.
So,
Migrate the tenant.
okay, no, two more times. To be accurate, now I remember I had
You've
to
set
test a
up
couple of things.
two systems. And how many tenants?
Oh, just one tenant for the moment. So I keep removing and installing the same thing. But now it's become easier to go through all these steps because I know what the tricks are and how long to wait for what, or rather, for what to wait before I go to the next step.
Cool. I have also made some progress with my installation.
Glad to hear.
And the most reason was that I had artifacts from old installations. This is why it didn't work.
Ah, so glad
But
to hear that the cleanup worked.
yeah. Hello,
Hello.
Florian. So I found out I had an old installation of some platform snapshot, and this has been had been entitled, and it was still in the discovery. I d didn't delete it from the discovery, and this was is a problem for Kong. Kong wasn't able to do the routing. I found out after many, many hours of research, Kong did not route to the module because it had two modules in its discovery. And I think this is exactly the problem with the GBV reports. Das mal, ich kann auch Deutsch sprechen, aber egal. With the GBV reports, that you cannot have two modules with different versions in Kong.
Yeah, for the same interface. Or what's the problem? So
For
you
Kong, not in
can.
all. You cannot, in my case, you couldn't have them in the discovery. If you can't have them in the discovery, you can't have them at all. You know?
Ah, that's interesting. So, because in the discovery, there's like we've actually looked at this today. There's actually the full module ID that's responsible for the like a specific path. But if not even different versions are possible, yeah, that's definitely a problem.
Right, yeah, this was a
So you had to delete that and then
I had to delete an old
re-add.
discovery, and then it was not a problem with it takes a long time to find out. It was not a problem with resources. It was not a problem with mod data export. It was not a problem with mod configuration. It was in the end a problem with Kong routing. Kong didn't find the module. And I had some more little things. You needed to add one more environment variable, which I have never heard of. Maybe you have heard of it. You can look it up. It's here. It's already so long ago. First of all, for mod search, you have to add, of course, the Elasticsearch variables. But this is not a problem with entitlement.
I mean, it could be a problem with entitlement, right? Because the
In
module tries to probably access OpenSearch in the moment of entitlement. I'm not sure. But it could actually be a problem during entitlement already.
One question is, do you create the user for mod search before the entitlement, or does it create it for you automatically?
It creates them in the entitlement.
The weird part is it didn't do it for me, so I had to do it
Yeah,
manually.
I'm not sure about mod search, but what I did was mod configuration. It doesn't even have system user.
No, it doesn't have it for me either, so
But
that must be a
I did
problem.
create them. I'm not sure if I had to create them, but I still have the impression after I created it, it went better.
Then it might be that that's something I have to do or figure out, because for mod search, I had to create the user manually. And also in the vault, do you create the secrets by hand or do they get created?
Usually, Marat, it works automatically. You,
That also doesn't work for us. For
what
me,
doesn't work?
it complains that tenant name dash application doesn't exist in Vault. Or it complains
Tenant
that
named.
let's say your tenant name
Yeah.
is Diku dash application secret doesn't exist. So I
Oh
have to
yeah,
go and create that
maybe.
manually.
Ooh, I have to look this up. Maybe you have to create it in Vault, but you don't have to create it in Keycloak.
No,
Yeah.
not Keycloak, in Vault.
In Vault can sign, yeah. In Vault.
In Vault for example, DIKU dash application, do you have a secret key called mod search? Because that's a
Yes.
manual step that, yeah.
I have to look it up.
Oh yeah, but I also had to create the Keycloak user manually. So I had to have the secret and create the user manually. So I'm probably
Yeah,
doing something wrong.
this you can do this, but the as I said, you shouldn't have to do this. See, involved. Yeah, you have to create a vault structure. You have to create vault secrets.
Okay, that's good to know. So I'm not the only one then.
Can do a screen sharing. It's becoming chaotic. Sorry. Hello, Shelley.
Hi.
Hi,
Hi.
Shelley.
One. What login? In Vault? Yeah, I think in Vault. I have to create this. So in Vault, you have to do secrets. Secret. And then this path you have to create. That's the I don't
How
know
about
what
the
is this.
secrets underneath it? If you don't mind, please click
Yeah,
through.
these are the secret. I don't know where are you, I don't know where Eureka testing comes from actually.
That would be your environment name.
That's not the namespace. Yeah, that's environment.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's the env.
Environment, yes, environment, right. The A and V, the env variable, yes.
Exactly.
And then for each tenant, you have to create a subpath, and
Exactly.
for each, I think I created those myself, one, but I'm not
Okay,
100%
that was
sure.
exactly my question, because I had to create. Yes?
What's the question? What do you
My point was, do
do
I
you?
have to create these secrets by hand?
Which ones?
These ones, the vault
For
secrets.
example, in this scenario, DIKU dash application. Also,
No.
mod C. No?
DIKU dash application.
No, you should not have to create those by hand.
That's a problem,
Not
because.
the dash application one.
What
Let
do
me
you
just
mean by dash
because that's
application?
during entitlement, like in here, it will be
This
HPZ
one.
test that application. So that's what complained on my side,
Yeah.
and I had to do it manually.
Yeah.
Don't know about
And when
this
I
one.
did it, it started
If you had to
working.
do it manually, then something wasn't set up right. Let's see. The only secrets you need to create
Are the master ones.
are the master ones.
Okay, so none
When
of
you
the tenant
entitle
ones. Do you
everything,
mean
it should create them
master ones?
what it needs to create. If you
Yeah,
have to go
so
in and create a
I don't know.
secret here
What do you mean by
under your
master ones?
tenant, then something's not right.
Yeah, now I have to
Oh, you
figure
mean
out
oh.
what. Ah, that's
Oh, you
good to
mean
know, but
those? Oh, yeah, you
also.
have to create for your backend admin client, yes. This has
Those are the
secret
only ones you
password.
need to
Yes.
create.
Yeah.
And the other three as well, but
It
I'm
can
most
be, yes,
worried
but
about the
Shelley
tenant
says it's
ones.
true, yes. Yeah, you have to create only these. Interesting. Yeah, interesting.
So I'm
We're in
doing
prod
something
right
wrong.
now.
Okay.
Interesting.
So I also had to manually go ahead and create the mod search user the way we do for mod roles key cloak and mod users key cloak. Because that's a
Yeah.
step between entitling platform minimal and platform complete, right? That you
Yes.
have to create these two users for
Yes.
mod roles key cloak and mod users key cloak.
Yes.
No. No, but I
No.
saw that in the documentation. Also, your documentation that this
It's
was the.
wrong. Did we update that? We should have updated that.
Okay. So I don't have to do it anymore.
So when you entitle at platform minimal, the mod roles key cloak user is created in Vault and in key cloak. And then there's also like maybe another one, the tenant dash system dash user
Application.
maybe.
Okay.
And then when you entitle at platform complete,
Together with app acquisitions, apparently, because
yeah, correct.
yeah, it's a bug.
Everything should be created in Vault and in Key Cloak. You shouldn't have to go back in and create anything.
And which
And if
entity
you
does that?
do, then you should go back and look at your deployment and make sure that anywhere it says system username enabled or system user enabled should be false,
That
which
I
is
have
totally
already set to
different from.
false.
Sorry, go ahead.
Maybe.
Yeah, but that I already have false. The point is, maybe I'm setting the environment variable for Vault somehow wrong, but probably not because it can
Oh,
access
this.
it once it's already created.
There's several permutations of this environment variable about folio system user or system user. And then there's also in the Java options for some modules where you pass in a flag, system user enabled false.
I
Old credentials only
do
hidden.
I
The
have
only
to do that?
one. So what happens is if you don't, if it thinks that it needs to create a system user, so in Okapi-based environments, you had a system user for like mod search, and then it gets tripped up on the credential, the difference of the credentials, because it create the entitlement process creates new credentials in KeyCloak for the system users, but then you also have like a credential in the Folio database under mod auth token schema, I think.
Probably.
And
So
so
you have
it
to
gets tripped up
migrate
on
those.
those. Say again.
So you have to migrate those exact same secrets, right?
We've tried that. We tried that because we went down this path of like, why is it? Why is it complaining about a system user during entitlement? And then we went and we looked and we saw, oh well, we have these users. And but the user migration does not migrate credentials, so you have to recreate credentials yourself after the fact for any users that. I don't want to say the system users. I want to say like your edge module users. You have to recreate those credentials by
Okay.
hand, or you could script it or something. But and then in my if you read my document, we got tripped up with mod pub sub system user. That's like the only
Oh.
one that needs to. I don't know. Maybe they'll fix it by the time you go to
I did add
Eureka.
something for it. Let me see. Add modules values mod pops up. Oh, extra and var secrets mod pops up system user. So you have to also mount a secret. I guess I took this from you as well. So mine failed, and I was like, what do the colleagues at Stanford do? And it was like, yay, you have the solution. Thank you. So yeah, that's what I did with that, but still, I don't know what I'm doing wrong that I have to create all of these secrets manually. And the way
Involved.
you saw it, it's probably not the right behavior. But at the same time, as soon as I create it, things
It
start working. So that
yeah.
means my token is correct. It's just that some entity that needs to create these does not do it.
The sidecars, we add secret store vault token and secret store vault address to the sidecars.
I think my sidecars also have this. Quick question from Florian. This isn't a production system, so I can't share everything about it, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Right.
So if you don't
Yeah.
mind, yeah, I mean, yeah, I just
Yeah.
wanted a second opinion.
You have
No
to,
problem.
did
No
you
problem.
modify the sidecar template? I had to modify the sidecar template in Folio Comments to integrate Vault. I think
Let me
Shelly
see,
did
but
that
I
too.
think I did. Just give me a second if that's fine. How do I want to share this? So presenter is side by side.
I mean, the only thing
How does
just
one share
like
the screen?
there's a share button in the yeah. I mean, if you leak some credentials that are actually used elsewhere, we just need to change them.
No,
Because this
but
is recorded,
at the same time, this is completely internal, and we decided to
I
throw
mean,
out the whole
if for
credentials.
some reason you leak the credentials we use elsewhere, we just have to change
Oh,
that,
no, nothing that we
yeah.
use
Okay,
elsewhere, no
yeah.
worries. Even the
Yeah.
wall token I'm gonna change.
Yeah,
So
yeah. I mean, that's
let's look at the
really,
sidecar.
it's really
Sorry.
small.
Yeah.
Now, how can I make this
Oh, okay,
bigger?
I'm
I
gonna make
see
it bigger,
your
sorry.
face
Let me
and the
close
screen
this.
is the same size, and I'm not able to see only one.
Yeah, what
Is this
I
better?
see is I see your video and
Yeah.
I see the what
So
you're
I shared the
screenshot.
wrong
Yeah,
screen.
and I.
Yeah.
Apologies. And my not so.
I think in standard models, it should show only one picture. I have standard and
So I
this
have to
is in
change the
English.
layout,
Even
content
none now.
only.
Yeah.
Is this
There you
better?
go.
Yeah.
That's a lot
Okay.
better.
Thank you. And is this too big or
No.
so this is the normal size. If it's too small, let me know so I can zoom
So
in.
small.
Now?
Go up. Yeah, okay.
Good.
That's good.
Okay, here,
That's
let's do
okay.
this. Okay, so just so you know, this is mod settings. It's a deployment, and I'm basically
Cool.
just going to the sidecar and looking at all the ends. Probably we want to grab secrets. So this token doesn't matter. It's going to expire in a couple of
Okay.
days. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And of course, I don't know if
Irrelevant.
you've noticed, but the sidecar template from Folio Common requires this variable to exist, even though we don't use it.
Okay.
Yeah, AWS
This
SSM region.
looks good if the address is correct. Vault dot vault.
So I have one vault. I don't want to show all the namespaces because it's being recorded. Let me do that on the other screen. Please ignore what I have here. Namespace, vault. Okay, back here. Basically, in the namespace vault, I have an instance of vault. So that's
I
pretty
don't know
much.
about
Oh,
that.
it's in a
I
separate
have it all in the
namespace?
same namespace. Could this be a problem?
Not if
That
you don't
might
have
be,
network.
but
I mean, it shouldn't be a problem because
yeah.
like where exactly you access this is not a problem if you don't have like network policies preventing this, which we don't have. So,
It
and I
should be
mean,
fine. As long as it can communicate to the other namespace, it should work.
yeah, of
Although
course.
that's not what we did. And I don't think that's what EBSCO does. I think they do
I
like a
think
whole.
JSON
No,
also
they
has this
suggested
all in
that
one
we install
namespace.
one vault per namespace, but
Yeah.
since we have ENVs, I don't see a point of doing that, especially since in Vault we have the policy that the token that we create on that, based on that policy, based on that role, can only access all the secrets that are under that specific ENV. Yeah, that
So,
should work.
yeah, and I mean, if it didn't work, it would have complained during entitlement. All that it
Yeah.
doesn't do for me is not creating the secrets and creating the user, for example, for mod search. And I have to do that on my own.
Yeah, that, yeah. Yeah.
And but I think it's more than valuable for me to know that there is a problem and I need to fix it. If you have a immediate opinion on that, that would be great. Otherwise, I can try to figure it out on my own, and then in 2 weeks, if nothing happened, I will bother you guys again with it.
It's
I
not
mean,
such a
do you
big deal
have
to create this in Vault, is it?
I mean, I would like to get it right. You know what I mean? Because it may
So,
not be such a yes.
just double checking like what we have. We do add to our sidecar this KCJWKS base URL.
I think I have that, but
And we
let's.
set it to the internal KeyCloak service so that
Ah, I don't have the KCJWT.
so you could, so okay, if you read the README for the Folio module sidecar, it kind of explains what this is. And we at Stanford pushed for this because we were at first having tons of problems with the sidecars being able to parse the JWT that it gets back from KeyCloak because the EBSCO kind of expected that you would use the fully qualified domain name for KeyCloak. And so when the issuer URL is embedded in the JWT, it would use that. And like we had a problem with our sidecars communicating, like going to the
Mahat,
fully qualified domain name. And so
you need
we
to
had
look at the sidecar, not the mod search.
okay.
Sorry to
Thank you.
interrupt, but Mahat was
Yeah, please
searching
do
in the
not
wrong place.
interrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a folio module sidecar with, yeah, dashes in between.
But sorry to interrupt also. I can definitely say that I had to create some users in Vault and KeyCloak, which is mod
Yeah.
configuration, mod users KeyCloak. I have the error messages here before and after. Before it said secret not found, mod configuration. Then I created a secret in Vault manually. And then it had some other error. It had authentication error. Because I didn't create the secret properly, but I had to create it by hand. And the same was for mod.
So the whole deployment should, you shouldn't have to go back and create things for the whole deployment, only for the master realm.
Okay.
And I think it really comes down to making sure that you are not setting a system user. You're not telling the deployment to use a system user.
Ah, okay, so.
There's also in the Folio Helm v2 charts, there's under integrations, there's a system user key that should be set to false.
except if you need a system user. So there are some model which need a system user, and for those,
No, I know, but
yes.
you set it to like even for mod pub sub, let me look what we did. You have to set it to false. I would say that that's just a bug in the deployment.
So you
But I
mean,
don't agree. But how doesn't? But then, did you say this must variable system user enable to true or what? It must somehow, otherwise it wouldn't create it.
no, I think what she's saying is that there's a bug in how the Folio common template library chart is written, and this flag does not do what it's supposed to.
No,
Which flag?
that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay, so this integration system user enabled false, I think that's the thing that creates a Kubernetes secret for the module system
Yes.
user.
Yes.
That's what this does. If you enable true, then it'll create a Kubernetes secret
Yes, exactly.
for
It's I've
the
observed, yes.
the module's system user. And we have it set to false because with our copy-based deployment, we didn't have different system user credentials for all of the system users. We use the same one. And at some point they're like, oh, they being like the EBSCO devs were like, oh, well, that's people should be able to have different credentials for all the different system users. So we're going to add this to the Helm chart so that you can, put in a
But
password for that system
how
user.
do you steer that the system user gets created upon entitlement?
So this is where it's like we're all used to saying system user for Okapi based deployments, and then we also say system user for the Eureka deployment. But what it is, it's a key cloak user that's getting created for the module for,
Yes.
like, I don't know, I guess
Same
inter-module
system user, but
communication.
it has to have the name of the module. It has to be
And
named
it ends
what
up,
pub/sub.
yeah, it ends up being the username ends up being the name of the module.
Where do you configure that? And the
I don't
password?
configure it. I just say, and I say integration system user enabled false, and then in the extra env for a whole bunch of these modules, actually all of them, we just across the board, we say system user enabled false. In the
Over here
yeah, somewhere
in the
in,
value files.
yes, in the value file.
Yeah, above there you have it, the system user enabled in the third line, fourth line.
And
Here,
then
I'm
I think for some of them, let me search our repo for where we have Java ops.
okay, but this Folio system user enabled false gets automatically created when we set integration to false, right?
But you also have it up top. So you also have
Wait, I
it in the
do?
extra. Yes.
No, I think
That's weird.
I mean, it's the same for both, but you have it here as well.
Yeah, then let me see. Because maybe I created this because this didn't work. Okay, so what you're saying is that Folio system user enabled should be set to true for example, mod.
She didn't say that. She sets it to
No,
false
but this
everywhere.
environment variable, should
I
this
mean,
be
the
set?
example of
Yeah,
Shelly
this
is
is what she
everything is
said.
false as well.
Exactly.
For
Yeah.
everything, including mod roles, keycloak, and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
But
I can check your repository
yeah.
instead of bothering you with that. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Yep, including mod roles key cloak.
Okay, so if you check, that's perfect then.
The only one
Yeah,
that
I think
gets
the key
tripped
one
up.
is KCJW, the jog space URL. I think this is what we're not setting, and this is what's breaking the whole thing. Because if you check here, oh, you said something. Let me check that out. Or copy URL. But this is mod pops up. This I also stole from you. Thank you.
Yeah, some of them need a copy URL that's got the localhost 8082. And when I was chatting with the AI agent, it revealed this is in the early adopters channel, they have an AI agent. It was like, you don't want to set Okapi URL to Kong 8000 ever, because then that would go around the like authentication path through the sidecars or something like that. So you
So
always
that
need
would work, but it's like insecure, right?
Well, I mean, it's not, I'm not sure if it's that it would work and that it's insecure. It's just that it's not the way Eureka should be deployed.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, it's just not the idea
You
for that.
want the inner module communication to go through the sidecars, and if you're setting a copy URL to Kong 8000, you're going around the sidecar for inner module communication, and you could run into problems because that's not how it's designed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the reverse of one of the issues we had. I think we mistakenly set some Elasticsearch URL to the sidecar, which doesn't make sense. So for mod search, the Elasticsearch URL, obviously that doesn't go through the sidecar. That doesn't make sense to go through the sidecar.
Okay, so the way I see it, you're using not the Eureka system user because I didn't know what to create. You have a system user for the module specifically, which makes more sense.
Yeah,
And the
this is for
password. Okay.
right for PubSub,
It's special.
because the circulation log wasn't working or something. I don't know. And we use the username is mod PubSub, which is the username from our Okapi based deployment. And as I wrote in our document, I thought by adding a password to our deployment, it would use that when it created the mod pub/sub key cloak user, but it doesn't. It just happily creates, it should create its own password in vault and then in key cloak for that particular user, and then you have to, after the fact, make sure everything is in sync with the
So wait,
credential.
so I don't create the user for mod pops up. It creates it on its own, but the password that it's going to use is going to be wrong because it's referencing the wrong thing. So I have to restart it and make sure that it gets the right password. So if I'm using a static vault secret to basically synchronize that to a secret that I want to use in mod pops up, then I have to let it create that, have the vault static secret reference that is supposed to create it, wait for it to be created, then restart it again.
I think so.
Yeah,
And
okay.
this issue will not come up when you entitle. You won't see this as a problem when you entitle. You'll see it when somebody says the circulation log is not populating with check-ins and check-outs.
Oh, those. I still
So
haven't gotten to
you would
that at
have to
all.
go look at the log and you'll see, oh, there's an unauthorized thing happening here. Why is that? Because it doesn't have the right credentials. But
So.
yeah, if anything I've learned is that if you have to go back in and create some kind of user in Keycloak and Vault manually, then there's a bug in your deployment. You're missing something. You're
Oh, I
in the
am?
system user thing.
You mean
Just
here?
not you in general, just overall.
Oh, okay. So that tells me. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So,
One is missing this stuff in their deployment.
but the question is, did you create the pops up user in Keycloak manually, like using
No.
mod user's Keycloak, or Did you let mod pops up do it during entitlement, then introduce that in the environment variable? Yeah, okay.
What do you no. I didn't we didn't like introduce this extra these extra nvars after entitlement. We deployed it with that and then did the entitlement.
But then won't the entitlement create the system user?
Yes.
And then it will create it based on the secret that you're referencing here.
It doesn't use the password based on the secret I'm referencing.
So it creates a new password and I have to go change the secret.
Yes.
Okay. So then what that means is what I can do is I can mount this as nfrom, but optionally, so that if it doesn't exist, it won't complain and crash the whole thing.
Yeah,
It
maybe.
comes up, creates a secret, then the vault static secret will replicate that and set it in my environment. And once
Maybe.
that happens, I would just have to restart mod pops up and it's going to work. Sorry, let me see what Ingolf is suggesting.
I think we are on different lines now, Shelley, because
Yeah, okay.
I have created these lines in my values files for all modules which have a system user. And I've asked the AI bot, what are those modules? Again, pause it, but you can also look it up. There's a couple of modules, 10 or 15, who have a system user. And for those, I have set system user to true. Then it creates a secret, what pops up system user, which has this password, which I have set there. So it's not a generated password, it's my password. And I think it also uses this.
The annoying thing is like you can't really go into Keycloak and look
No,
at the
no.
user
You
and see
can't look
what
at the password in
the
Keycloak. Yeah. No, no. You can, no,
password is to
no.
see that it like used
No, no.
it.
No. This is what the system does automatically. If it doesn't do it automatically, like for mod configuration, then I create a secret in mod configuration, which is called mod configuration with a password which I generate myself. And then I go to Keycloak in the realm of my client and create a user mod configuration, a system user mod configuration. And for this system user, I set credential type password, type equal password, and then set the password. And then it set the same password as in Vault. And then it also works.
Okay, but that would be quite similar to if you actually do it our way. So let the system take care of creating the password and everything, and then use Vault static secret to replicate that and have your system use it. But in that scenario, then you're taking an extra step. So
Yes.
you already have it in Vault and you have it already in Keycloak. Let that handle it and just not use the system user integration altogether. Because the way I realized it, this is probably not even meant for Eureka. It's more or less for a copy edition that you end up putting everything as a secret itself.
I had errors when doing entitlement.
That
Don't
could
know the
be
exact naming of
the
the error, but it's
similar
a
issue that
secret
we're
is
having.
missing, you know.
Yeah, when
Secret.
it says the secret is missing, that's
No, not,
exactly when I went to create it.
yeah, not even a secret is missing. A system user is missing. It's looking for a system user in Keycloak for mod configuration. In Clamont, where mod configuration is a module which doesn't have a system user. But if I don't
Yeah, I.
create this manually, it the titillation will not work, you know.
I put in a
Entitlement.
screenshot of what we have in Keycloak for all of the system users that were created by the entitlement process. So you can go back and double check your deployment and make sure you're saying system user enabled false for those.
Okay, I look at this.
Because you don't want a you don't want the system user, the Okapi system user.
This is Vault, right? What you're showing.
No, it's Keycloak. But it let me
Oh, yes. And these were created automatically, or did you create them?
No, they were created automatically.
Oh.
I
Oh.
didn't create any of
Yeah, this
those.
looks good. I have the same number, maybe the same system users. So if I don't get this, do this, I get this kind of. Yeah, this is not readable. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
This
You
kind of
could.
messages. This user, system user, user equal mod configuration. It's
Yeah,
complaining
but
about
it's
this.
an info message, it's not a complaint. Yeah, that's the
It
other thing you
stops,
have to
but
be
it,
aware
yeah,
of.
you're, okay, you're right, but it stops there. Doesn't continue.
I don't
I don't
know
have the
why
rest of
there's,
the.
like you said, why is there a mod configuration system user? Like we don't
Yeah,
even, I
there
don't
is
think we
no
had
one,
that with our
but
Okapi-based deployment anyways.
yeah.
So go back and check the deployment for that and make sure you're saying don't create a system user.
Okay, after there must be an error message which I cannot post here, you know, because I don't have it. So
So I'm gonna log into our vault and see.
yes, this is the error message, but I don't know. I don't want to dig on this. I get an error message in, let's say, carefully in connection with mod configuration, where I assume that it's the same error.
Let's see.
Okay. Are you looking? Otherwise, I will ask for a clarification.
So
No, I mean, are you looking for something?
here is in Vault what was created when we entitled. Those are all the keys that
Okay.
got created for, probably Sol application, Sol system user, impersonation client, and mod roles Keycloak, I think were the ones created for app platform minimal. Oh, and the sidecar module access client. Probably password reset client. I don't know what that's for. But then all the
Don't you
rest
don't
were.
mess up. What I had to learn is not to mess up clients with users.
Yeah,
Sidecar
I know,
module
it's
access client is
confusing.
a
There's.
client. The others are users. And it's also
Yep.
in, what is it Vault or Keycloak what you're showing?
Keycloak.
Yeah. And this is in Keycloak. And in Keycloak there's a client sidecar module access client, but not a user. But not a user. So you don't have to have that as a user.
Okay, so yeah, we added that KC thingy because the sidecars weren't able to get it to verify the token from Keycloak for us.
Okay, and it looks like I don't have it. So if I do jocks, nothing here. I was on the sidecar, and here, grep, sorry, env, grep,
So if
jocks,
you don't have it,
nothing.
then that means
Could be our
your
problem.
sidecars are going out to the fully qualified domain name for Keycloak in order to get the what is that thing in the token? The JWT contains the issuer URL, right? And the issuer URL is going to be your fully qualified domain name for Keycloak. And then the sidecars, in order to verify the certificate, I think, yeah, they go out and use that issuer URL. So they're using the fully qualified domain name. If you want to use the internal Kubernetes service instead for verifying the certificate, then you
Which
would
is a
set
better
this
approach?
KC JWKS base URL.
And I would say then probably that's the better idea, because
Yeah.
externally, all of a sudden, we're switching from HTTP to HTTPS. And who knows if it can verify even the certificate. So, I
I
mean,
mean,
it
it
can
works.
because
That's
it's a
how
valid one.
they first deployed it, EBSCO. And I think they're using AWS maybe for their customers, and so they didn't really think that when they designed it, they didn't really think that maybe you would want to use the internal KeyCloak service.
Okay, but which entity creates the secrets involved? Is that the sidecar? Is that KeyCloak, or is that
I don't know.
the main container? I'm guessing main container it isn't.
Sidecar.
All
It
this,
should
the
be the
sidecar
sidecar.
is the thing that is responsible for all of the communication between modules. So I suspect it's the sidecar container that
I would guess
is
so too.
responsible for this.
But then maybe I have an error in the sidecar configuration. Maybe since it can't, I mean, you just mentioned that it uses the external one. An external KeyCloak URL address is accessible even internally. So that shouldn't be a problem.
Sometimes, I mean, we had some
I'm
weird
going to
thing
set
with
it
our
anyway,
load
but yeah.
balancer that our operations team had to fix in order to allow the sidecar to use the fully qualified domain name. So that's
I don't
how.
think we have a problem with that at the moment,
Okay.
but it's a
Yeah.
good point that you
But you
mentioned.
would see, like, you would see an error in the sidecar or something like cannot access the JWT or some error message like that. It might be in the very, very long time ago in the early adopters channel.
Because you can see that it says system user authentication is actually successful. So we don't have a problem with this. Basically, it can obtain credentials. How does it obtain the credentials? I'm gonna go ahead and say it uses Vault for that, but I
What
might be
is Vault
wrong.
for? Vault. KeyCloak.
I'm not sure.
So it uses KeyCloak to obtain credentials. I don't think that's a possibility. So the credentials for the username mod search.
But the username is exists in KeyCloak, the system
Yes,
user.
but it's created based on the secret that exists in Vault.
Yes.
And the
Right.
point is, the way KeyCloak stores your password is not by storing a password. It's a one-way hash of your username and password combination. That's, you cannot go back from a hash to a password. You can
Yeah.
only check the hash of a combination of username and password against the hash that you already store. So KeyCloak doesn't know the exact password.
No, but the sidecar is likely going to mod login KeyCloak, maybe the mod login KeyCloak module, and doing an API call to login.
Let's see, mod login KeyCloak.
So it's
So
gonna.
you're
It's like, I mean, it's not looking it up in Vault. And like you said, I don't think it's looking it up in Vault because everything is communicating through APIs. And I know Vault
Except
has an
for the
API, but I don't
login.
think the sidecar is using Vault's API.
I don't think so too.
It's likely going to mod logging KeyCloak and logging in. And if it can't log in, then it would throw an error, and if it can log in, it'll say, "Yep, I logged in." So maybe I don't know. I mean, maybe the log message is Maybe we're reading too much into the log message saying obtaining credentials, because maybe it's not really obtaining credentials, it's just trying to log in.
Oh, wait,
Yes.
security enabled true? Oh, yeah, this should be, yeah, never mind. yep. Okay. So I guess I have enough information to try to debug this. Yep. Thanks. But okay, I'm gonna stop sharing because this was the part that I needed screen sharing. Rest of the questions, if it's fine with everyone. Just a couple of ones to see how you guys are handling some stuff like which secret do you use for sorry, where's the Zoom window? I can't see you guys anymore.
How many screens do you have?
I have three, but
That's the problem.
no, the point is
Because
that
you
the
look
chat
around.
window disappeared.
Yeah, you gotta go to like show meeting or something like that, or
Return to meeting. Yeah, thank you. But it doesn't. Thank you, Linux. Yeah, doesn't matter. I think that's good enough at the moment. Where are we? Yep. So what kind of a token do you use for your vault installation? Do you use the root token or do you create a token and then refresh it regularly?
a vault installation. When you
We're
install
not.
vault, what do you mean?
We don't get paid enough to do something like that. So we just keep everything static.
So you use the root token then.
Yeah,
The token that you
we're
get. Okay, got it.
not we didn't set it to rotate anything.
No, here's the point. So I would be happy if it didn't rotate, but
Does it rotate?
if you the root token not, any other token, absolutely. So when you try to get when you try to be more secure, let's say, and not use a root token that has full access to everything in your vault,
Okay, I don't know.
then the token that you get is based on a role that has specific policies, yada, yada, yada. Important part, that token does have a lifetime
I'm in
and
the
it does
vault,
have a
so.
refresh interval, which is a mandatory field. So there has to be a refresh interval of, let's say, once every 30 days. I think the max is actually 1 or 2 months. So you have to keep refreshing that. And
Let me see the vault
yeah. This is if
token.
you're not using the root token that you
Exactly. Yeah,
get
the
when
root
you
token
utilize
is
vault.
per vault instance, so that is one sad reason to have one vault per folio instance, I guess. If you want to use the root token, you basically have to, right? Otherwise, you like share access between folio instances, which is not a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you
Yeah,
change that
I
token
mean,
every 3 months, or what did you say, Marat?
every 1 or 2 months, if it's
I
not the
don't
root
do that.
token.
I
Yeah,
don't do
because
that.
it's you're using the root token,
Yeah,
right? Yeah,
yes.
okay, then no problem at all. Yeah, but that's not the most secure way to do
No,
it.
it doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
So you'd have to figure out some scheme to like update that in the sidecar and then restart all your modules again.
No need to update. The secret doesn't need to rotate. The secret needs to be refreshed. Sorry, the token doesn't need to be updated. It needs to be refreshed. So I can probably
I'm not
create
sure.
another deployment that basically is always on and it every day refreshes the token. And in that scenario, the lifespan of the token is going to be infinite. If I keep refreshing it once every month. And of course, for everything else, I am using a Kubernetes login method. So Vault has a plugin that allows connecting your Kubernetes service accounts to actual credentials with specific roles. You connect it to a role. And Long story short, you can use that as well. It's nice, but the lifetime of your token and the requirement to refresh it is going to become hours, not days. And I don't want to risk that, so I'm not going to go for that approach.
No.
So,
Yeah, I
yeah.
mean, I guess if you go to prod and suddenly nothing is working, then just go look at Vault.
Yeah. Yep. So that was one point. Am I the only one who uses still static Elasticsearch, or have any of you migrated to OpenSearch?
No, I
Because
use Elasticsearch.
I didn't manage to get it to work at the first try. Then I gave up because I had other.
Elasticsearch. Yeah, but here you may be not up to date because you were sick, so Florian managed to get it to work in test 06, so we can look at that. At least if nobody here has any advice on OpenSearch. But like, there
Okay, that's nice
was
then.
quite some additional configuration needed, so we can look at that in our environment. But Shelly, I interrupted you. Are you still using Elasticsearch, or are you using
Yeah,
OpenSearch?
Elasticsearch 8.6.2.
Yeah. Okay, makes sense. Yeah, 9 doesn't work. Elasticsearch 9 doesn't work.
This
That's exactly why I was like, we need to move away from this. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah,
But I mean,
right.
OpenSearch has the
Elasticsearch
same problem.
8.15.1 still works, I've written, but not 9.1.2. Is it some
I think,
policy to
but
around
OpenSearch
that?
has the same problem. Like, OpenSearch has a newer version which is
Oh.
equivalent to 9, and that also doesn't work. At
Oh,
least as
really?
far as I know. Yeah.
What doesn't work about it?
I actually don't know. So
Okay.
we can definitely. So as of last week, we managed to get Sunflower installations working with OpenSearch. Interestingly enough, we still have some re-indexing
What
problems,
was
which are
this?
weird, but that might not be actually related to OpenSearch itself, but the amount of data and Sunflower. So I'm still on
Yeah.
that. Yeah. Do you
Yeah,
have any
well,
advice here?
just the amount of data. I mean, there's a lot more, there's many more indexes and they're bigger.
Yes.
And I mean, we have 11 million instances, so we have a lot of, we have a, we
How long
have
did
like a lot of.
the re-indexing take you for 11 million indices?
Actually, we bump up the resources for data, Elasticsearch data. And we leave them all at 3, and we leave mod search at 2, and the indexing completed, I don't know, like within 12, 16 hours.
Yep.
It's actually a
Okay.
lot faster than it was.
Ah, okay. Yep. That's good to know that you don't actually have too many mod search instances. I think we have three at the moment, and we have four data instances of OpenSearch with quite a lot of RAM. So I don't think it's like a resource problem. But the
The
merge step itself fails at random points, and I don't get
yes
any error message. Yeah? Do you have any advice
yes
on that?
so yeah, there's this whole new like upload a merge step and an upload
Yes,
step,
yes.
and the merge step is like essentially replicating the document in your folio database under the mod search schema.
Ah, okay. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's also some tables there that you might, if it if the merge step fails, we had that when we went to on production, the
Yeah.
holdings for the holdings records, the merge failed. So then we did the retry the merge failures, and it seemed to have worked, but then the numbers didn't add up, and then
Yeah,
we just
okay.
went back in the table and said it completed.
Okay.
So,
Okay.
long story short, they also have
I Josh,
inconsistencies.
my colleague Josh has knows more about this because he's dealt he did this more. He like, yeah, we found out, he
So,
found out something where he had to go back and just like force it to say it completed or it
okay,
I.
that's actually, but that's specific to for the new versions of mod search in general, right? So this is
Yeah.
not something you did that earlier already, or did you need to re-index for Eureka?
Yes, we had to
Ah.
re-index for Eureka.
Okay.
I think it's because of just sunflower from Ramsons to
Ah,
sunflower.
you did Ramson
Oh
sunflower
no.
and
I know why. I know why. The index is because they're now using your env. I mean, they've always used your env value for the indexes and the Kafka topics. And we our end value is folio because it's used for vault, right? For secrets, folio, and then your
You
kind
don't
of.
have to actually. You
No,
could
I
have
know.
used
Yeah.
whatever,
So we just let we did so we ended up changing the env variable, and so that's why we I think that's one of the main reasons why we had to re-index.
Got it.
Okay,
We deleted our old indexes and.
So what you're telling me is that I should maybe ask Josh directly, because like our re-indexing of that is somewhat time critical, because it's like a first test of the sunflower re-indexing, which is then used for some test migration in mid-April. So I don't think it can actually wait for 2 weeks. So for us, sometimes it just failed. I think mod link data had not enough resources. We increased that, but maybe something got messed up in that process. But even a full re-index stops at random points without any errors. And that's what I don't get any errors. It just stops the merge process, and then at some point says merge failed. It's weird.
So, yeah, one thing is we didn't create linked data indexes.
At all.
Because, yeah, we don't have that, or nobody said we should. So,
Ah, okay. But still, that shouldn't be the source of the problem, right?
yeah, we did, instances and then the locations and call number and contributor subjects and. Whatever. I know with Ramsons, we ended up the indexing failed for some reason, and we're like, and this is a copy based, expand the access token in mod auth token by
Okay,
24 hours.
so that's maybe something I should try first. Just set a really long time for the auth
The
token
RTR.
upgrade. Yeah, exactly. Maybe something is fucked up here. I think I remember
Yeah.
vaguely that you presented this problem already at some point,
Yeah.
but then maybe I'll just try that, because I want to try to start the re-indexing, I think, tomorrow. It's too late today, so that people can work on the rest of the data input. So for us, it fails in the instance. Nay, not the instances. The yes, the
Inventory.
instances. That is just the first one, but this needs to be completed for the rest of the data import. Like they do some requests to mod search for confirmation of stuff, and so they can't continue with the data imports currently, which is a bit sad.
Yeah, so yeah, with Ramsons, I remember it was like you would kick off the instances one and it's supposed to do all the other ones, but then it would fail. So then we did all the other ones first and then we did went back and did the instance and then it was okay.
Oh,
But then
okay, yeah, but
also
that's
we had to increase the lifespan of the mod auth token.
yeah, I think that's now the first thing, because I increased all the relevant resources, and our mod search instances are, and at some point it just fails. Kafka itself is also somewhat of a bottleneck, it seems, in our current environment. I need to see if I can improve something here, but yeah, it's like, sadly, it's quite a bit of a problem. Those are also like the first time in Sunflower we and open first time Sunflower, first time OpenSearch we imported a large amount of data. So quite a lot of new module versions, and maybe we missed some configurations on Kubernetes side, maybe something on the module side, but for some reason it's not working correctly. Yeah, but thanks for the reminder that you already told. About your token problem. So maybe it's just
Yeah.
something simple like that.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. I'll see tomorrow, but maybe
Yeah.
if I can't get it to work tomorrow, I'll just ask Josh. Maybe he has some more advice for a specific problem, if he's the expert on re-indexing. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So now I need to go because I need to drive to the
Yeah.
cinema and I don't want to miss my movie.
And
Yeah.
bye.
You had
Is it
so
okay if I
many
ask two more
errors to
questions?
report.
Real quick ones.
We're out of time, but okay. I
No,
just wanted
but
to say you have so many questions and problems that I don't have to say anything. It's
sorry.
Yeah, okay, yeah, address your question.
One is what is the process of suggesting changes to FolioHelm V2M charts? There are some errors that, I mean, I caught an actual error and I had to modify it to be able to use that chart for the sidecar
Do they do that? Do they
library
correct it?
chart, right?
Is it
Have you?
because you can't, they, you basically have to copy all of the NVARs for the sidecar if you want to change any of
It's
them?
one is that, the other one is when I use external secrets instead of using vars one var at a time. It has a templating error that I guess went untested. And what I'm doing right now is just pulling all the Helm charts, modifying that in all of the charts I pulled through a script, and then installed based on that. So there are also other things that would be nice to have it improved. So the question is there a way to suggest changes to that? Because right now on Okapi, we have our own Helm charts and we could just go our own way like we've done for Okapi. But if there is a chance to make pull requests and there's a process for someone to review them and merge it and so on and so forth, then we could go for the way of actually improving the folio comment chart, because that's mainly what we will probably end up using at the end of the day.
Yes, I agree. I don't know what I
I saw
did
you had
last
an open
time.
pull merge request, but
I know.
nobody did anything about it.
I
Yeah.
know. And yeah, and it was trying to fix a another one that is not right.
So
The
if
one
that's
that
the
they
case,
actually
then we're
want.
gonna use our own.
I know. That's why currently we are using a forked version of FolioHelm V2.
You,
I
did
think
I,
I.
if you, sorry to interrupt, if you ask the AI bot, you get an answer like this: create a Jira bot ticket in the Eureka sub-project. No,
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
I
what I
know the
would do is,
fix.
I haven't seen you posting this in the Fulica Eureka early adopters. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned it here in person, but if you post it there, it will be discussed, everyone will see it, and maybe they will suggest you to create a Jira ticket, like,
Yeah, but the Jira ticket, somebody else has to fix it, and I have to wait a couple of months for them to do it. And this is a one-liner, for example. So
yeah, this is oversimple.
if
I
we're
don't know if it's
gonna,
months, but
yeah, no. But the point is that the reaction time on this is minutes. The reaction on time for that is days or weeks. And
yes.
if we have the possibility to contribute and get things
Oh,
improved, then it's a good way to
no.
use, good thing to use Folio Comment. If it is something set in stone and completely fixed and out of our control, and we can only make change requests,
I don't
then
think, yeah.
I would say that would be a problem. And maybe we should go for the same approach that Shelly does, or even contribute on your repository so that we use your charts and we improve it together. We could figure this out in the future.
Yeah,
I
I think
see.
this is something we need to figure out.
Yeah.
There's, I don't, yeah, maybe, I don't know where to start because I've tried this and they seem, they mean EBSCO seems really like we want to control because we were using this for something and
Which has an error in it. Like it has a
No.
formatting error that breaks the whole YAML.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
you could fork it and open a PR against that and see what happens.
But
Yes.
no.
Then the question is,
And
put
what
in
branch will they fix it?
some Slack channel, "Hey, I did this because we're trying to do use these charts."
I'm sorry, it's not fast enough to
No, I
try to go
know.
for that. We'll either fork it or go our own way, because there are many things that have room for improvement when it comes to the Helm design over there, especially on the sidecar common library, so maybe you are
I
old.
did fork it, but I also remember I made change requested and they were done by LDR in the beginning. He committed a new version of the
Yeah, I know, but
input.
somebody else will do it, and yeah,
Yeah, somebody else, but
maybe
you have
it's
to be
not,
part of the team to do it. You can't do it yourself, yes. So,
And when it's open source, it means the community will contribute. And I
yeah,
would
you can
say
make a
this one.
request, but there's always one
Yeah,
person
but
who
I
has
saw a
to
request that Shelly
merge
made
it.
a couple of years ago and it hasn't been merged. So,
Yeah, because they don't have capacities to
therefore,
review it.
strategically, I would say it's going to be a big bottleneck if we want to go for that approach. So either fork our own or create another version of community charge for Folio that follows the same
Sure.
approach. And especially since I'm not sure if we're going to end up using one Helm chart for each module, rather go for one Helm chart per application or list of set of applications. We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Because
One Helm chart for setup applications. Oh, if you can
like
do
it
that,
could
that's
be
a
a
good
list of all the
improvement.
modules that we want to install, and we could set up multiple of them at the same time. Because that way, it's not going to be a huge mess of a million Argo CD applications for one deployment. And since we want to have multiple tenant, multiple simultaneous instances of this, it's not going to be manageable anymore. So our current approach is we create collection of deployments. We have one very testy environment that we use Argo for right now. And in it, we have one for, let's say, base modules and another one for the team that wants to develop something that can add their own modules. So we call them dev modules. So basically, two Argo CD applications, way easier to manage. And of course, we could use one application and have 100 dependencies, which will be each and every one of those mods. However, you cannot template values for dependencies, so it makes it very hard to not copy and paste values and reuse the same variables that come down the hierarchy. So we might end up just going our own way on this. But the Folio common would have been a useful one to use because that just templates everything we need as a baseline. But yeah. Yeah, anyway, one more, I hope it's very small one. Does mod search for work for us? Sorry, mod settings, like in the interface, in your stripes image, can you change settings? Because I didn't see the option. I went to the URL, it opened, but I didn't have any options. Looked at the logs of mod settings, and it told me there's this permission problem.
Is it that you only see software versions on settings?
Yes.
Yeah, we had this exact same problem when we first built Stripes.
So it's a build problem.
It's a build problem, yes.
Perfect. Good.
I don't think I have anything else to add to that. I have to look.
I mean, if we're over time and I'm stealing a lot of your time, I can write it in the chat, the early adopters, and we
Sure.
could discuss it there. Because
Oh, and
I think we're
sysops.
15 minutes over time, and I feel
Yeah,
bad about it. Sorry.
Josh had that too, and I think it was we tried building stripes based on like snapshot or something like that, and that wasn't right. We had
No.
to build stripes on Sunflower and then
Exactly. I want it based on a release.
Yeah,
So
and
I go to
then
the LSP, automatically grab everything on the right version, the modules, the applications, everything that is supposed to be. And I want my front end and back end based on the application descriptors or the application manifest file.
did you say platform LSP?
Yes.
We went to platform complete and built based on that.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't know if that really makes a difference or not. It might.
I
I
think there
see.
were a couple of patch versions that were different.
Platform
One or two.
LSP. I don't know.
Platform LSP is just a list which
It's a
come
list of which
of
version
the
of
other
app.
platforms. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And
So what's not a contradiction to use both?
your admin user has all of the capabilities, I'm assuming. You when you
I mean, what I did was I actually again used the idea of your script,
Yeah.
create that list, everything that is possible.
Yeah.
I downloaded it, but except for instead of paginating, I used a larger number that is like 100,000 or something, that I get all of that in one request, and then created a role, admin role based on that. So your mechanism basically uses pagination that if there are more than 3,000 or so,
Yeah.
you do it that way.
I put in the chat a link to our Stripes
Yes.
config for that we used. And it could be something in you make sure you have folio authorization roles, folio authorization policies. Folio tenant settings. Yeah. I
Okay,
think we
okay.
grabbed this list of dependencies in package JSON from the Folio platform complete
And I see
as
you're
well.
not mentioning any versions here.
Not for a Stripe
So
config.
the
You
way
just.
I see it, in a sec, what did I use? The Stripes config, it's actually checked in. So give me a few seconds. Where is the Stripes build? Yep, there it is. And I have a Eureka version. Yep. I should probably share my screen, or you probably have. Do you have access to this? Yeah, this is Folio public, so you can access it. I'll just share the link.
Okay.
This is what I'm doing here. And please ignore the underline, triple underlines. Those are something that get replaced during the startup.
Yeah. So your Stripes config. I mean, it looks like you have everything in there.
I mean, I got a mix of everything you, the suggestion from the official docs, and we have done in our previous Stripes build.
Yeah.
Maybe the package JSON is problematic here. So for the version of package JSON, I guess I manually went through and used the version of everything we installed. And my reference was application descriptors. So I extracted all those versions, whatever we had here, I added the versions to it. So I made sure that they're compatible with one another because otherwise it's going to complain.
Yeah.
Now, apart from this, I might be doing something wrong because this was my first try at building a Stripes image and Florian was surprised that it succeeded. So it could actually be the case here. Like package.json and stripes config.js.
I don't know. I don't think the RTR config has any bearing on anything in your Stripes config. 'Cause I think that's although we have it as well. Now
Yeah, I think that's the reason I
that
added it.
I compare
I saw that. I saw a message, I guess, in the chat or somewhere mentioning that RTR is important. And I was like, okay, I'll just accept it and not try to dig too deep into it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay,
Well,
then
I
I'm
guess
not going to bother you with
the
this
other thing to
today.
do is when you log in, like inspect the network traffic and see what is returned from the user's BL underscore self endpoint and get that list of permissions and double check that it includes settings. But there was this problem that we had, and it's in the early adopters channel from maybe December, or I don't
Oh,
know.
so very recent. Then I'm going to take a look at that as well. I think I saw it, but I don't remember my course of actions afterwards. I've been sick for 2 weeks, so please excuse
We
me on
we
that.
had this exact same problem where we logged in and the only thing we saw in settings was software versions. And we double checked all of our permissions and capabilities and didn't understand. And then I think it was, I don't remember what it was.
Okay, so then let's just ignore that for now. Let's see. So, no, this is how I copy it. Just to make sure that this is also what you're having issues with. Oh, I don't remember the password. Oh, actually, it's running too late for me, so I'm gonna head out. But yeah. Thank you very much for all the help. And yep, then
Thank
I
you.
guess.
Happy Easter. Happy holidays.
Yes. Yeah.
Have a good one.
Happy Easter.
See you in 2
Bye.
weeks. Bye.
Still 2 weeks. Bye bye.
Oh, bye.